This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Good morning. I had the distinct privilege of traveling to the Dominican Republic with these disciples of Christ. We were commissioned, as Father Marty said, to love as Jesus loves. And I witnessed it firsthand again and again and again and again and again to the nth degree from these people, these dear people who ministered to the Dominican people and allowed the Dominican people to minister to them, We decided as a group to present to you a little taste of what we did in the Dominican Republic. So I'd like you to pretend that you are there with us now. It's a scene in the sand near the beach, and we gathered in a circle in the morning and the evening for prayer and for reflections. And this, we are pretending, is our circle. And in the evening, which is what this circle is right now, reflect upon our day. And we would start with prayer, and we'd have reflection, and we would end with prayer, and that will be what you are about to experience with us as we have a conversation. Day one. We provided uniforms and took them to Gautier School, 200 uniforms and shoes for children who would not otherwise be able to go to school or continue to go to school. Some are going now. The holes in the bottom of their shoes or broken shoes would have prevented them from continuing school. We began to paint Santo Tomas Church, which was right next door. And we began a photo project, which was taking photographs of the people who lived in that small village who never have had pictures in their homes of their families. We're sharing that at the end of the day.
As we handed out uniforms, we shared the smiles and the joy with the children. And after about an hour, we started running out of uniforms for certain sizes. And instead of sharing in the joy, I couldn't look them in the eye. I had to bow my head. And as the children leaned their hands through the bars in the windows, trying to grasp at any piece of clothing they could get.
We did a photo project, which was taking an individual picture of all the children who came, and we posed them, and then we printed the picture instantly, and the children got to take their picture, and we mounted it with them, and then they decorated, and they all let loose and started decorating and enjoyed it so much, and they were so happy to take them home. Some of them were wearing them, actually, around their necks, and they took them home, and these people don't have a refrigerator to hang things on like we do with magnets. So we put string on them and let them hang them on a nail that they would find wherever. They were absolutely thrilled. We went to the nursing home and did the same sort of thing with our photos. It was unbelievable what photos do with people. They'd never seen themselves in print.
It was such a blessing to be able to see these kids and how excited and grateful they were to receive something as simple as a pair of shoes and realize that they could go to school next year because of that. It was beautiful.
These children wanted to share what little they had with us just because we were sharing with them. I was taking a big break from painting the church, and I was playing with the children, and this little boy came up to me, and he seemed so excited, but I had no idea what he was saying. So I just smiled and gave him a hug. And a couple minutes later, he tapped me on the shoulder, and I turned around, and probably his best toy that he had was a broken bike. And it had one pedal, no brakes, and no paint. And he wanted to share it with me. And even though I was so scared to ride it, I still rode it around, and they were all so happy that I loved it. And they just wanted to share everything with me. And also, I had a little friend that I really got to connect with a lot. He hung around me the whole time. And we were taking a tour through the town. And he pointed out his house to me, and he was telling me about his family as much as I could understand. And he even, before we left, he even brought his mom and introduced me to him, or her, sorry. And it was just really amazing that they just wanted to share and give back as we gave to them.
We were painting the church, and there were three little kids standing there. And so I went over and I hugged two of them, and the third one backed up and like got under a bush, kind of. And I was determined and went and got the third child and hugged her. Well, we continued to paint, and in a few minutes I turned around and there were about five kids there. So I hugged all five. I would continue to paint. I turned around, and all of a sudden, there were nine kids there. So hugs were something special that the kids loved.
We finished painting Santo Tomas Church, and then we delivered school supplies to the children in Gautier School, which is a public school in this little village. We also experienced a cultural exchange with them, led by Mike Mahady. He was our interpreter for the trip, and we got to know them in a very intimate way.
I saw Jesus' light shine in the two boys during the cultural exchange that I was working with, and I noticed that they made more mistakes in the with the use of the eraser, and so their pencil was still about 5 inches long, but the eraser was gone. Sort of like me when I was in school. So I went over to Mike and got a couple of pencils, brand new, handed it to both the boys, and after a while, when they realized I wasn't loaning them the pencil, they thanked me. And then before they left, they turned around and thanked me again. The gratitude those kids have is just blew me away.
Actually, in this picture that you see right now, is the cultural exchange. And we were sitting in there, and I was in the back of the room with a few boys. And we had finished our project. We had finished the thing that Mike had us doing. And I could tell they wanted to talk to me so badly and just communicate, but I know zero Spanish, and they didn't know much English. So I noticed them flipping through a binder, and I was looking down and trying to figure out what they were doing. And next thing you know, he starts pointing out words to me. And it was actually an English class we were in, and the boy was using his English-Spanish binder to translate, to talk to me. And so he started pointing out words, and we were making sentences, and as I started pointing back, and he realized that I understood, and then I realized that he understood, you could just see this over-joyful smile on his face, and it meant the world to me.
When I walked into the room, I had no idea what to expect. I was told the children had a fair amount of English, and it turned out not to be so. It reminded me of the time when Christ told his disciples to go forward, and though men may speak many tongues, they will all understand. I looked at this group, it wasn't fear or intrepidation, it was resolve. And somehow, the Holy Spirit entered the room, and everything was made right. Everyone could understand in the end. I was asked a number of times to translate. Students were asked to fill out a poem. It was like a Mad Libs of sorts. They were asked to go deep, to reflect about themselves, to share their best and worst personality traits. I'd like to applaud Nick and Jess and whoever else volunteered to go first and read about their reflections of themselves in Spanish. They broke the ice completely. One by one, the hands went up in the room, anxious to share. Towards the end of the day, Cheryl had raised her hand a number of times, and I was running around the room like mad. And I said, "Cheryl, I'll get there. After they shared about their personality traits, they were asked to go deeper. And the last stanza said, "Where do you see God in the world?" And Cheryl brought me this piece of paper and this little girl. And I'd like to read what she wrote. When she handed me the paper, I was just going to dictate it to her. But as my eyes poured over the page, I was overcome with what I had to read. I told her, "You have to hand me a pencil. I cannot read this aloud to you. I'd like to share this now. I see and feel the presence of God in the world. when I'm sad. He comforts me. He knows me. He knows my heart. He knows my troubles. He looks after my family. He answers my prayers. I remind myself of his promises. I no longer worry, and I'm no longer sad.
Day three was San Jose Day, and we have a lot to learn from the people of the Dominican Republic. They celebrate San Jose Day. San Jose School closes. We participated in a parade with them. And what I would like to share was, do you remember the little girl that was walking in the parade and that I was holding her hand? And we were walking hand in hand, and she came up, and we had noticed her earlier, and she was developmentally delayed, and people kept pushing her away and pushing her away. It was kind of like the woman at the well. And she came up, and we held hands, and we walked for a long time together, and we were skipping, and we were dancing, and she would go up to people and hold up our hands and point at our hands. And when we got to the school, she couldn't come in with us. And I had to say goodbye.
So on St. Joseph's Day, in honor of St. Joseph, something we did as a group in the morning was told everybody during the day to notice actions in people's special gifts throughout the day, whether it was between the group or with just other people in the community. And these are just some of the gifts that we came up with throughout the week. And basically what this signifies is that each and every one of us has a gift, whether it's in the group or in the community, and that one gift, you know, is only a link, and that without each other and without appreciating and acknowledging everyone's gifts, we're just a link. But together we're a strong chain and a strong body of Christ.
The most shocking thing to me was how the children were so happy with the very little they had. And how they were just great kids, and they were grateful for everything they gave us, and they just wanted to help us out with everything we did. Such as one instance when a child was standing behind me while I was painting the church for about half an hour out in the sun, and he was just standing there. He was trying to speak to me, but I don't know Spanish at all. And he was just standing there, and I was trying to talk to him, but I couldn't. So when I went to get some water, I put the roller down. And when I came back, he was painting. And he was just waiting that whole time to help us out, just a little bit, the little bit he could. And that was just shocking to me, because he was like 8 or 9 years old, and I'm not used to that.
Day four. We visited the nursing home, which is right across the street from San Jose School. There's 14 residents there. And those who worked there were mentors. They trained the staff, but mostly they loved. We did a cultural exchange at San Jose School now in Boca Chica, and it was very different from what we had done in Gautier. We also painted picnic tables, all of the picnic tables in their courtyard area. Trash throughout the entire area. They have no infrastructure there, and it seems kind of futile for them to take out garbage.
I went to the nursing home, which was the second time I'd been there, and my first observations were how much the residents had changed. Many of them had lost weight and were frail and weren't as able to walk as they were, and that was really really hard to see, as the team knows. It really touched my heart. But at the same time, I saw the caring and the love that the staff have for the residents. I saw the light of Christ in the people that came to the nursing home and worked with the residents. They hugged them. They did photo frames for residents. They touched them. They spoke Italian. They were just lovely. The big thing that I guess touched me most of all was knowing how hard the staff work, how much they appreciated us, but they can't do everything that needs to be done because they need more staff and they don't have money for staff. So I look and say, we can't do everything, but we can do something. And what does God want us to do? We need to then move on that and do it.
Well, fourth day, I was also one of the people who went to the nursing home. And on one floor, there are women, and on the other floor, there are men. So I went upstairs to the third floor where the men were, and I did meet a gentleman whose name was Enero Hernandez, which he made me pronounce three times until it suited him. So a little later, when we were after lunch and we were getting ready to work on the craft projects and the photo project with them, we had all these gentlemen around the table, and Mr. Hernandez's daughter happened to come in, and it turns out Mr. Hernandez actually gives the staff some problems, and I learned that he is blind. So while everyone else was decorating their frames and all, his daughter was kind of doing it and explaining to him what was going on. And we were laughing, and I told them that my husband was 66 and I was 25. And those who could see got a big laugh out of that. And meanwhile, Mr. Hernandez was just sitting there. So as I got up to clean, I passed behind him, and I heard him say in Spanish, soy contento. And his daughter turned to me and said, he is happy.
I just don't want anything to get lost in translation. Contento can be a very powerful word. It just doesn't mean that you're satisfied. It can is that you are pleased, glad, joyful, filled, and yet fulfilled.
So he just enjoyed sitting around the table and listening to the laughter and hearing what everyone was doing.
On day five, we painted the home of a woman back in Gautier. We went into the village, and we were there all day long painting a home that probably about half the size of the transept over here. And we were with them all day long in that little village.
So we painted the house, and before we even got, like, we just got to the house and meeting the family, and they're a beautiful, beautiful family. And the grandmother is elderly, and I walked up to her, and in my very, very bad Spanish, I asked her if it was her house, and she said yes. And then I told her it was a beautiful house, and thank you for having us come to be able to paint it for her. And she just teared up, and she just nodded and smiled, like she couldn't say anything back. She was just so grateful that we were there. And not only, you know, we were there, but we were complimenting her. And so anyways, then after we painted the house inside and out, it was hot. It was, you know, great, but it was, you know, hot and tight quarters. At the very end, she and Rev Wendy had a great exchange where she just threw up her arms in joy. She was so happy for the paint job. She, you know, like, she no longer was a mismatched, you know, house. She matched her neighbors. She was whole, and she was just so happy. And the kids there, during the painting time, we would break off into different groups, and we would go on tours. The kids would show us their gym, which was completely different than any other gym that we would know, but it was incredible. And they were just so happy and giving and wanted to share so much with them, as well as just other people in town inviting us into their homes. If we, you know, we saw a cat and we liked, you know, it was a kitten, it was a cute kitten, so we're all, you know, like, oh, look at the cat, you know. And the lady that owned the cat was just like, well, come on in, you know, like, play with the cat. But of course in Spanish, and we're, I don't know, it was such a blessing to be there. I think we were blessed as much as they were blessed.
It was so amazing to walk through this village to get to the house that we needed to paint, because children were all around, bare feet, walking over stones. We're weaving our way through different homes that were structured with cinder block, corrugated metal, cardboard, and this was their home. As we were painting the inside of the house, the paint would come through the holes and drip down to the outside, we had to, we repaint it happily, but it was just so amazing to see that someone was so filled with love and gratitude for us making their home into a palace. It was unbelievable, unbelievable. And everyone was so full of joy and so happy that we were there and so pleased for us to do anything that we were doing. They were just so filled with the Holy Spirit, every person that we met.
Please join us in singing Jesu, Jesu, found in your leaflet. For Jesus teaches us how to love, especially in the least of these.
Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you.
Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you.
Let us pray.
Dear Lord, I thank you for the gifts of laughter and love. I also thank you for the spiritual journey I went through on this mission trip, as well as the close bond the team made through memories that will never be forgotten. To be able to love unconditionally in your fellowship is something I am thankful for every day. Allow me to bring forth the mission spirit into my everyday life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, thank you for showing me the difference I can make in the lives of these children. Please allow me to learn. Please allow them to learn that they can do the same for others. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, as I watch the joy and gratitude on the faces of the children and the elderly, I know I am doing your will. Young or old, we are the same in the joy of receiving your love. Even in sign language or any language, Jesus loves me is the same for all.
Gracious and glorious Lord, you have taught and guided me to see the light through the darkness and all the lives I've touched this past week. Help me to continue to tend to those in need as I return to the normalcy of daily life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Jesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you.